Today is Monday, July 28th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Buffalo Soldiers Day. It's also National Water Park Day. And last but not least, it's National Milk Chocolate Day. I'm okay with water parks, but I really don't like my body to be seen without clothing on. I just, no matter what I weigh, I just have this body dysmorphia. And so I really don't like, well, it's more, my legs are fine, my butt's fine, like all of that stuff, but my midsection, I've always had love handles and I just don't, bleh. No matter how skinny I get, I always have these love handles and I don't like them. And so normally I don't like to go around with my shirt off is the main thing. And also I'm hairy. My back is hairy. My shoulders are hairy. And when we go on vacation and we're going to be swimming, I will typically shave. When I was younger, I used to shave every orifice of my body. No, every part of my body I used to shave when I was younger. But now I'm a little bit more relaxed. It's just Mark and I, and he doesn't mind. And I don't often, I'm not often seen with a shirt off by anyone, so I get lazy. But when we're going on a vacation, a lot of times I will go ahead and shave. So I don't know. But I don't really like, so water parks, I'm good with them if it's at night and it's dark, you know, then I'm okay. Then I'm all right. And I am mainly a fan of the wave pool. I like to get in the wave pool or the lazy river. Water slides, I'm okay with them, but it's just a pain in the butt because you have to wait in line, usually for a really long time. It's hot. Sometimes you're carrying a tube or something like that, depending on what the water slide is. They can be fun at times, but I just, it's a lot of trouble. It's a lot of trouble. So I don't typically go to water parks. I go to theme parks, but not typically water parks. So it's been quite a while since I've been to a water park. Maybe one day. And chocolate, yeah, well, we can all celebrate Milk Chocolate Day and by having a Snicker. Why not? So we had a weekend, and I'm recording this on Sunday, as I try to do typically. And so Friday after, you know, I recorded Friday afternoon and then finished up work. I don't remember if I worked, finished work and then recorded or recorded and then finished up work, but it doesn't matter. I finished up work and I recorded the show, and then I decided I didn't want to cook Kel Surprise. I just didn't feel like cooking. I've been recently having trouble making myself do these standard chores that we have to do, like cooking or mowing the lawn or even getting up and taking a shower in the morning. So I'm struggling with, you know, because I'm just so tired and so burned out by work. When I get done with work, I just don't feel like doing anything else. But anyway, I did decide, okay, we're going to have pizza. And so I ordered two medium pizzas, and Domino's has these brownies, so I ordered the brownies as well. And we got the Hawaiian, and I know that's a polarizing pizza, but I like the mix of sweet and salty. No matter whether it's pizza, whether it's some other entree, I really like sweet and salty and sour together. And Hawaiian pizza has sweet and salty. It has that pineapple, which is sweet. It has a little bit of acidity because pineapple has some acidity. And then it has the saltiness from the Canadian bacon. And I really like it. And the crust that I got is a new crust at Domino's. It's a stuffed crust. It's a cheese stuffed crust, but there's like garlic on it as well. It was pretty good. And then we got the California Chicken Bacon Ranch thin crust, which is very, very, very thin. It's crackery. It's so thin. It's very crispy. And it was pretty good. The chicken was kind of dry. The chicken on those reminds me of chicken in microwave dinners or chicken that you would get in one of those meal kits or something that's, or even airline chicken that's cut up into strips and it's, there's fake grill marks on it. So the chicken was a little bit not the best, but overall the flavor was good. I like the texture of the crust. And we did that. We watched, I think, the 1% Club. I can't remember if Big Fatty is watching the 1% Club, but it's a game show where they have 100 contestants to begin with. And each question they've asked to other people out in the world through a website, or I'm not really sure how they ask people, but they ask other people these questions. And then they start with the easiest ones. So like the questions that only 1% of the people asked got wrong. And then they'll move up to a 5% where 5% got it wrong. And then, you know, 15%. And you get to the end until only 1% of the people that they asked got the question right. So the questions get harder and harder and harder. So we watched that, and then it was time to record the mix. So I came upstairs, and I got up here a little bit later than I normally would. I was already prepared because I had put my topics in and done all of that stuff earlier in the day. And so I was really already prepared. So I just was a little bit lax and got up a little bit late, but I logged in and connected to Zoom right at 8 p.m., which is when we're supposed to record. And I get a text message from Daniel at the same time. Are we not recording tonight? Because Daniel is always early. He's always at least 15 minutes early. So I didn't respond because just as I was getting the text message, I was connecting to Zoom. I was letting him into the Zoom meeting. So I thought, well, it's redundant to text him back. Because I'm literally letting him into the Zoom meeting right now. He knows the answer because he's getting let in. And then he goes, well, I guess you didn't text me back. I'm like, you literally just texted me and here I am. Here I am. But whatever. So we recorded. It was a good show. I'm having technical issues with the video because it's just been so long since we had a couple of firmware updates on the Rodecaster video. There was a firmware update on the Rodecaster Pro, the audio mixer. And I probably have had operating system upgrades recently as well. Something has gotten out of kilter, and so the background image that I use for our video is gone. And I tried to, in order to change the background image, the best way to do it is to load the software on my computer, and the software would not load. It kept crashing. I reinstalled it. I restarted the computer. I restarted the video switcher. I don't know what's wrong, but the software will not load. So we have a black background right now for our video because I could not get it. No matter what I did, it kept crashing. And so I couldn't change the background. But I'm working on it, so hopefully I'll have that resolved by the next one. But we did have video this time, so that's good, because last time we had audio only because I was just having so many problems with it. And the other thing is my software that I use, that I created, or the script that I created to generate trivia questions, was not running, and it was a pain in the butt to get it back up. So I thought, well, I'll just go to the New York Times quiz and see if I can find 5 questions that are not political. Because the main thing is we're trying not to talk about politics at the moment. And I thought I did an okay job, but apparently the chat room thought that I had a couple of political questions. So it is what it is. I did my best. So we recorded. It went well. We had a nice after show. And then after that, I watched a little bit of Sorted Food on YouTube and relaxed and then went to bed around midnight, something like that. Got up on Saturday and I had to mow the lawn. So got up Saturday. Mark was doing his run and I mowed the lawn. I didn't edge or weed eat this time because I just didn't. It was okay from last week and I just didn't feel like doing it. I thought I might do it on Sunday, but I probably won't. And then we watched some game shows, etc. We were just kind of hanging out on the couch. And then we decided to go and watch Superman at the movie theater. So maybe I'll talk to you guys about that tomorrow if I remember. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.